That was college. This was jail. No exit. Here you only woke at 4 for a bad reason, like a voice from the hole 3 cells down. I am a member of the Mercurian Army. You are improperly dressed. Everyone alert. Deputies half out of uniform ran past. The hole door opened, the thick sounds of beating, thud of a body against the wall. Without a word. 2 deputies ran back, disappointed. I wish they'd let me in there, one complained. Woody grabbed the bars. Motherfucking pigs. The hole door slammed. Footsteps. Silence. Then the howl of the beaten man. And later, softly, I am a member of the Mercurian Army. They've hurt me. He's insane, said Bob. He shouldn't be in prison. Pigs so close to being crazy themselves, they're afraid of him, said Woody. They're just on the other side of psychos themselves. The madman was led past our cell to the showers in the morning, his face covered by what I first thought was blood, but was shit crusting his skin in a dried, cracked layer. He returned, cleaned, his fingers held out at odd angles. The cops told us he'd layered the walls of the hole with his shit. Over the weeks, as I listened respectfully and asked with interest, my cellmates opened up. Pop had learned tool and die work in the joint so he could make copies of keys to parking meters. He made his rounds emptying meters, shared equally with the mob, gave the pennies to his daughter. He offered to set me up as an apprentice. First, I'd get a key for several square blocks. Then, who knows? You're a smart kid, Missouri. You could move up. His sister ran a whorehouse and took a world cruise every year. He gave me a crash course on crooked dice. He'd invented a system using silk-screened magnetic paint, but his bosses preferred the cumbersome batteries and electromagnets. He worked the offshore gambling ships dealing 21, shared half the profits. Rotary clubs, businessmen clubs, they'd hire the ship for smokers. We'd show 'em nude movies, get 'em drunk, 1,000 at a time, and not one of those guys ever saw the dice jumping around when we turned on the switch. Pop had been transferred to A2 for participating in a trustee strike at San Bruno Jail. If you do it by yourself, you're fucked. Even if you all go out together, 8 or 10 get picked up for punishment. But you can't get anywhere unless you all go out together. Slim agreed. If you let them hold something over you, something you're afraid of, they have something to make you crawl. You can't crawl. I'm not afraid of getting beat or going to the hole. You gotta be able to go all the way down and know you'll get up. Red, the brilliant Alabama cracker of fearless mission freak and dingbat fame, was transferred to our cell. The hole had broken him, he told me. He'd cried for 7 days until the bulls felt sorry and let him out. Sensing a target, Slim called him a crybaby. Of course I cried, motherfucker, Red yelled. I was in a crazy bag. I still am. The rest of us told Slim to back off, which he did. We liked Red. Slim knew when to fold his hand. Woody had spent 15 of his 45 years in prison. First on a murder rap, got out after 10, spent 4 years outside, then a battery beef, and back in the pen for 4 more. Those last 4 years broke my back, he said. After that, I couldn't stay on the outside. Something happens to you, your nerves go, and you get adjusted to prison life. Don't let it get that way with you, Missouri. Pop, I gave the best years of my life to prison. Slim, I haven't had no good years. Someone was transferred out. The cops returned Stu, now ostracized by everyone but me, his cry as one human being to another used to mock him. He ended up telling me a remarkable story, perhaps to boost his image, to prove he wasn't a Mission District dropout, or because he had someone who'd listen. He'd been a Green Beret in Vietnam, he said. We got a poison. One drop on a gook's skin, he's iced. I'm not shitting you, Missouri. I used it. Secret ops. He ignored taunts from Slim and Woody. He had a story to tell. I drew him out, partly from boredom and disbelief. Where was that, man? All over. Cambodia, Laos, the North. To do what? Kill, man. NVA brass. You were in the North assassinating military leaders, and you got out? You don't know shit, Missouri. Ain't Missouri don't know shit, said Woody. When was this? 64. Stu, there wasn't any war until August, after the Tonkin Gulf Resolution. I was showing off. See what I mean? You sit around with your college pussies smoking dope. We're who started the Tonkin so-called fucking incident. I didn't believe him, though he backed up his tale with military details and was the kind of guy who'd lie but not fantasize. Now I know he was telling the truth, now that I've talked to veterans and I've read many books on Vietnam. When anyone mentions PTSD, I think of Stu. He was a burnt-out case, all right, but not from drugs. The drugs came after. Memoirs tend to emphasize the dramatic. Most of our days and nights were vacant and inert. My field of vision forced into the 12-foot range from my bunk to what would be a great view of San Francisco, except they kept the windows shuttered across the hall. I got used to flannel mouth, tasteless, bland, thick, mushy food, clangs, smoke, yells from the main hall, from which our small tier of four cells in the hole was detached. One night we discussed the laws of the universe, the orbits of stars, the paths of planets. Then, back to food, clothes, cigarettes, sleep, the things that mattered in our 8x12 world. Some days I hadn't the energy to write notes. We persevered by letting nothing get too far out of hand, by our common hatred of the screws in the legal system, by small adjustments, by never touching. Big man would say, excuse me, if he brushed by me on his way to the toilet. I counted the days. Then came the nightstick bang on the bars. Cannon, roll 'em up. I didn't have much to roll up. My most precious belongings were my 10-cent notebook and my 5-cent pencil. No explanation, no sentimental goodbyes, a few good luck, Missouris. Everyone served their own time. They put me in A4 with two inmates awaiting transfer, one to freedom, the other to county jail in San Bruno. We didn't talk. The clearest voice came from the hole, each yell punctuated by the bang of a spoon on a tin plate. J. Edgar Hoover. FBI. I'm not a dog. I'm not a cat. They've taken away my shoes. They've taken away my mattress. I'm cold. I want to get out. I too wanted to get out, but I was headed for San Bruno. I retreated to the raw steel nerve ends of a lone prisoner. I missed my jail friends in A2. I still do. They're probably all dead. No way they live to be my age.